It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Thrill from the men's room is...
Yeah, but I found out the name was misleading. I thought I physically got to get in here and beat your ass for like a minute.
I was like, why do you have a handful of chains?
I misunderstood. My apologies. If I had known it was just this, I'd have stayed home.
Honestly, I would love to see you two just...
But just duke it out?
Yeah.
I mean, Sarah, who would you put your money on?
I'm going with Migs. The dude wrestles and goes to the gym, man.
Honestly, I think any of us at the Daily Migs Show could kick Thrill's ass, to be fair.
Wow.
No.
Is that how it is? Maybe this early.
Maybe not Danny.
Can we just kick her out of the room, please?
Wow. Danny's a lover, not a fighter.
It's nice to be back.
You know, Danny's a lover. Let me start with him.
Thrill,
soft touch.
Can you explain why you are beating Migs this morning?
Because my fantasy football team, 90 pounds of D, it's a great name. Mike and I were going to form a band called that, but the full name. Anyway.
It's a full name.
Yeah. Yeah, do the math, baby. Trust me, there's 40 members in the band. It's not like...
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so they're playing much like my Baltimore Ravens, and we sucked, and we lost.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm here.
So each week, the worst team in our fantasy football league, which is us versus the men's room.
Yeah.
You have to take part in something on the other person's show.
But so far, we've been here twice in two weeks, which... it's kind of bad for the rest of the season. By the way, my kids, I had to get them up early because I'm coming in early today, right? So they said, well, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm just doing something with the morning show. I don't want to tell them, you know, your dad's a loser. So I said, I got to do something with the morning show.
Right.
First thing out of my son's mouth, the Dumb Olympics.
Oh.
I said, you got to, my kids were, well, they weren't invited, but we dragged their ass along. So I'm like, no, man. Then he lost all interest.
They were just looking for another free.
Oh, he'd have cut out of school, man.
Doha Family Fun Center, yeah.
That is exactly what that is.
I like his game.
Yeah, he wanted to win another waffle maker. I'm not even kidding.
How's the waffle maker going?
So the thing about his waffle maker, here's the thing, he's a 12-year-old kid, and he's like, Dad, I want to win all the tickets, you know, at Family Fun Center.
Absolutely.
And you can get all the crap that they have. You know, and they got, like, you know, I don't know, slingshots, the
stuffed animals.
Right.
Yeah.
He wanted to win a waffle maker. And he told me this at the top, because apparently he's a 75-year-old man wrapped in a 12-year-old's body. But at the end of the Dumb Olympics, man, he comes rolling up. He's like, Dad, I got the waffle maker. And I was happy for him, but deeply embarrassed for myself. That said, we got home. We had to hook up waffles. They were freaking delicious.
Oh, yeah.
They really were, man.
He'll text me later. He goes, these waffles are actually really good.
I love that your kid is just providing for the family.
I like it, dude.
Yeah,
we had to hook up waffles. Like I said, it's one at a time. So he said today, hey, I could run a second one. I said, well, if we could do two at a time, we can open a restaurant. That's getting it done right there.
Is he still making waffles?
He is still making waffles.
Nice.
Dude. I mean, hey, we got it. He wanted to win it because that's where his
head is. Time to upgrade.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't know for Christmas I'm getting a four waffle maker. And he has to cook.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
And let's see if Thrill can beat Megs. Thrill, you better. I just want to say. I'm rooting for you,
You're
going to
call me a loser. Everybody here can beat my ass except Danny. We know that because Danny's a lover. But
yeah,
otherwise.
But I do want you to beat Megs.
I will do what I can.
So for those playing at home, Thrill has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
How many nickels would you need to have
$2? 40.
Correct. What Ben Caught Stealing band recently canceled
Jane
their
the
remaining...
Dixon.
Wow, okay, yes. Beginning with S, what chemical element had the symbol Na?
Sodium.
Correct. What movie stars Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams where they play Noah and Allie?
Oh, crap. God damn it. La La Land?
No.
No.
Come on.
Oh, Notebook. Oh, The Notebook.
Yes, best movie ever. No, Russian Blue and Bombay are both types of what common animal?
Say them again.
Russian Blue and Bombay.
Dogs?
No.
Cats.
Correct. What is the closest planet to the sun?
Mercury.
Yes. Kendrick Lamar is set to perform Super Bowl 2025, but who headlined the most recent Super Bowl?
The Chiefs.
No. It was the best performance ever, really?
Are you sure, man?
Yes. There were stripper poles.
Pass.
Pass.
Oh, what color is the title character in the animated TV series Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Jesus Christ, I'm blue.
No.
Who the hell is Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Maybe you might be a little old for that.
I'm 55. I would think
ageism,
that
ageism, Sarah. Geez.
I mean, I know. I was just saying.
I know. I'm a punk. I'm old. What else you got?
I'd just like to point this out. Mike's in the other room getting very angry at you.
Yeah.
What did I not know? What did I not know that I should know?
Who performed at the Super Bowl last year?
I don't remember.
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usher. Yeah. Oh, Usher.
Oh, my.
Why didn't you say, like, venereal disease? Like, a real hint. Other than music, that's what he's known for.
Courage the Cowardly Dog is a national treasure show, sir.
I've never heard of him.
But what? Well, Mike is also younger than you, so...
He's not seven.
Gosh. Makes sense.
She thinks everyone can beat you up. She thinks you're old. Sarah's a bully.
I know. Normally, she's bright and sunshining. Apparently, in the morning, she's a little...
Not in this room.
And she normally roots for whoever is taking on Steve, but she is honestly taking you down, too. It's really
bad. I think she has issues with people named Steve.
I got up early to be treated like this. This is unreal.
I'm rooting for Thrill, just to say. But also, I have literally been on a tequila bender for the past, like, 5 days.
Fair.
And tequila makes me like this. So, here we are.
It's crazy.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
How many nickels would you need to have $2?
I hate you. 40.
Yes! What Ben Caught Stealing band recently canceled the remaining tour dates after? Yes. Beginning with S, what chemical element had the symbol Na?
Sulfur?
No.
Nah.
Cydrosolite?
No.
Sodium?
Yes. What movie stars Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams where they play Noah and Allie?
Oh, it's your movie. The Notebook.
Yes. Russian Blue and Bombay are both types of what common animal?
Sapphire. Oh. gin.
That's an animal.
Oh, my God.
Animal. Bear.
No.
Calf.
What is the closest planet to the sun?
That would be Uranus, Sarah.
No.
Jupiter?
No.
Saturn?
No. Kendrick Lamar is set to perform Super Bowl 2025, but who headlined the most recent Super Bowl?
Usher. Oh,
thank you. What color is the title character in the animated TV series Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Blue?
No.
Purple?
No.
Pink? Orange.
He is pink, but it is way too late. Oh.
Why is everyone laughing at us about this Courage the Cowardly freaking dog?
Is this a thing?
Because like Mike said, national treasure, okay?
Who won?
I know Clifford.
That's right. I know Clifford.
Yeah, because
I know
Louis.
Scooby.
Clifford's a million years old. Of course you know Clifford.
Oh, wow.
Steve.
Wow.
It you got harsh. 5 correct, which is a lot.
Oh.
6.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Thrill
one.
Oh, no.
So what are the answers? So what color is this dog? Pink?
It is. He is pink. Yes.
Courage is pink.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
The Cowardly Dog, sorry.
And Russian Blue and Bombay are Thrill got this correct, are cats. That is a common animal, not a dog.
So it's like Courage the Dog came out in 1999. I think that's when Thrill was busy getting drunk and trying to get laid.
You are correct on all of those.
I mean, yeah, always. And he also got that Mercury is the closest planet to the sun. Yeah, so. Yeah. Steve, you lost.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Congrats, Thrill.
Thank you so much.
Rockaholics, we know that talk has the power to save lives. And next Wednesday night, across all Odyssey stations, I'm Listening will feature artists and athletes and medical experts. We're going to highlight why having these open and honest conversations around mental health is so important. You can get more info at KISW.com. Now, I know you're all chomping at the bit. You're curious. How did our fantasy football matchup go between us and the men's room? We're going to check in with Thrill and Mike Hawk from the men's room after Def Leppard. The Daily Mix Show and the Men's Room are engaged in some fantasy football fanfare. And we have both Mike Hawk and Steve the Thrill Hill in the studio Welcome. With us to talk about what went down this past week.
Well, good morning, everybody. Did we all have another fine, fun week of fantasy football this week?
Yes, we did.
Well, three of you did.
Damn right we did.
So the first thing that I want to bring up here is I believe two of the members of the morning show are not near as ignorant in the ways of fantasy football as they let out, because somebody figured out the waiver wire, as is clear by the last week, as the Touchdown Tacos made a handful of different waiver claims last week.
What?
Yeah. So the first thing that my team with the big Blackhawks did is we dropped one of our kickers and we picked up J.K. Dobbins, former running back for the Baltimore Ravens.
That's why he's doing well now.
Can I first say that the three other teams besides Danny and I's team, y'all are perverted and have your heads in the gutter.
With your team names.
We're just
there.
The buoy buddies. We kept it clean for you guys. Granted, our original name got denied by the... the fantasy football people at ESPN.
But the Touchdown Tacos figured out that because Christian McCaffrey is injured on the 49ers, they're going to be utilizing a different running back. So they actually made the exchange last week.
Now, did they do it, or did one of the members' husbands do it, a.k.a. George?
I don't know. No outside influence at all, Sarah? None at all?
Jorge's dirty fingers on this.
Dude, his dirty fingers are everywhere. Absolutely.
Dropping Dalton Kincaid to bring on Jordan Mason, as well as dropping Rashee Rice from Kansas City and bringing on Michael Pittman Jr. Y'all are making some moves out there, so yeah, well done to you.
The two of them look surprised that you're even saying these names.
Like, who?
Who?
We're just looking at numbers.
And I don't even know who's on my team.
I don't even know the password or the website.
I couldn't get on there. I kept trying, and I was like, I don't have the email. I can't find that. I was going to bug Danny, but I'm like, he's in California. That's the last thing he wants to deal with. But I heard we did good.
We did.
You
amazing.
Guys did excellent. The Buoy Buddies by far came out as the grand champions. Real quick, I'm just going to give you guys the synopsis of what the match recap says. But it says, let's see here. It barely mattered who 90 pounds of D played last week. When you score 101.08 points, you put up one of the fewest totals in the league.
Okay.
You're asking to be saddled with the L. It's not entirely Tyreek Hill's fault, but they didn't help matters with their 6.6, did they? Yeah. Says, feels like Tyreek Hill took the ball and went home early. Hopefully, they didn't fumble it on the way there, and hopefully, they put in a stronger effort. It's an upcoming match against the Buoy Buddies. 90 pounds of D is 1-0 now and doesn't want to be keep accruing losses there.
Thanks.
But what they also did notice is that the Buoy Buddies absolutely put it to the nines out there. 163 points to come out with the lead. Biggest playmaker for you guys.
Six
no
points
doubt.
Away from an epic weekend, baby. 6 points away.
Biggest playmaker by far, Alvin Kamara, went off for the New Orleans Saints, giving you guys 44 points.
Well, dude, they're just... What the hell is happening with Derek Carr and the Saints?
I don't know. You guys know you play football. Like, all right. Okay, let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah, not to mention, you guys also got DK Metcalf putting up 28 points for you. You got Davante Adams in Las Vegas putting up 26 points for you. You guys actually had your defense take 5 points away from you. Your defense did so bad, you got negative 5 points and still slayed the entire
negative
league all week long. And to be honest with you, the Touchdown Tacos, even though you guys lost your game, you came in second all the entire week. The morning you guys here on Daily Migs destroyed the men's room as far as this week's scores go. So give yourself
a pound. I just love this so much because we're just casual football fans. You guys are obsessive football fans.
Yeah, that's right. It's annoying.
Yes. And that's why it's awesome.
Yes.
Well, part of the reason for my low score with the big Blackhawks with myself and Miles Montgomery is our quarterback Bryce Young was the wrong one to put in, as he's been benched for next week going forward. So I got to figure out a new quarterback situation. Probably just going to bring Bo Nix in there, but he only got me 1.96 points out there. And then Thrill, well,
and just to establish for the listeners, we had to pick bad quarterbacks.
Yes, bad defense, bad quarterbacks.
Okay. We chose the worst quarterbacks in the league. And then Steve, I'm not going to blame Thrill. I'm not going to blame you entirely for the bad score, as you guys you did have Isaiah Pacheco as your running back, who is now on the IR. He got injured during the game. However, I don't know
if you guys even checking your team or no.
Mike texted me, but by the time I got to the text, like, the game's already on.
The Ravens were on early, and he was getting pissy about it, so he didn't bring Puka Nacua out, who was already on the IR, giving him no points at all for
well,
that game.
Well, keep doing what you guys are doing. It's been working out really well. And if anyone wants to see exactly what our teams are all about, that way they can keep tabs on what we're doing, just go to all of our social media pages, at Daily Migs, Daily Without an I, and we have screenshots of our actual team, so you can laugh at how bad we are at fantasy football.
Do we have a projected situation for next week?
As we do. So next week, it's going to be the Big Black Hawks taking on the Touchdown Tacos. You're going down, ladies. And then the Bully Buddies taking on 90 pounds of D. The best in the league taking on the worst in the league from last week here in the upcoming week there.
Well, we're going to have a big meeting after the show, Danny and I. And by big meeting, I'm just going to be like, Danny, keep doing what you're doing. It's been working out really well.
Right. Doing great.
Yes.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it! And if you do, you'll win tickets to Bill Burr at the EQC Event Center on Friday, October 4th, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook, where Danny will play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked out, and you have to guess what that song is. This week, we are playing for tickets to see Bill Burr at the EQC Event Center on Friday, October 4th. Say good morning to Steve from Oak Harbor. What's up, Steve?
Well, good morning, my peoples.
What's up, Steve?
You've got to get both of these songs right to win the prize. The first one
Sorry, go ahead.
The first song, you'll be on your own, kind of. And then the second one, this is where you can get shook because a member of this show at random has to get it right for you. And if not, you will lose. Caller 9 will get the prize. Let's see who you're playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
Wheels are spinning. Just pass my name, pass Terrence, on to Sarah. Will it stay on Sarah or will it be Oh, it's Steve Squared. Let's go. You and me, Steve.
All right, that's good because, well, I can sing along to a lot of the songs. I don't really know the artist or the song titles.
Well, this is the worst game ever for you then.
And good thing you got Migs here to help.
We're going to make it happen,
you got
though.
You got so much integrity, I'm not too worried.
Yes, we have zero integrity, so we're going to make this happen.
All right, Steve from Oak Harbor, here is your first clip.
Oh, okay. Now I can sing along to the song.
Okay.
But I do not know the title or the artist.
Let's play it again.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Danny's Got a Gun is the line.
That is the name of the song. There's your hint.
Hey, I knew that.
Okay. And the artist, their front man, his name is Steven Tyler.
Oh, I should know that. I've heard that name for so long.
Oh, boy. All right. When you are on a plane, you are flying in the...
Hopefully in the air.
Okay, that's the first part of the band's name.
Oh, wow.
When a person has a happy moment, they sometimes yell...
Wow!
My God!
Okay. I'm trying to figure this out, man. So you got air.
Oh, no. I'm feeling so stupid.
Okay, on the men's room, they have a member of the show who's called The Ted, and his last name is?
Smith. Oh, okay. Aerosmith.
Oh, oh my God.
Aerosmith.
I get you. Yeah. You couldn't just go with, you shoot this from a crossbow?
Arrow?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like
you
it.
You went with Arrow. Aerosmith.
That was great.
I mean, was it?
Air.
I like turtles.
Smith.
Migs, are you ready to do your part?
I feel like we nailed that together.
You did.
All right,
Steve on Steve action.
Now it's time to win you these Bill Burr tickets.
Let's do it.
Oh, Beastie Boys, Brass Monkey.
Ooh. Well, I could have gave you a hint for that one.
Oh, my bad.
Congratulations, Steve from Oak Harbor.
Hey, real quick, are you guys doing Coach for Kids?
We will be. Yes. Probably right around like Thanksgiving time is when we usually kick into that.
Absolutely.
All right, well, check it out. Because I played Beat Migs one time. You stumped the heck out of me. So if I ever get on again, I'd like to make a little wager. I'll join the 69 Club if I win, if I can get a Beavis and Butthead t-shirt. I mean, if you win, I'll join the 69 Club. But if I lose, I'd like one of those t-shirts.
All right, we'll see if we can figure that out.
Yeah, we'll work that out. We'll talk to you offline about
we'll have our people talk to your people.
Aerosmith.
No. Oh, boy.
Aerosmith.
Easy.
It worked.
I was just hoping he wasn't going to curse when he said people yell this in bed.
That's why I threw the God part in.
Oh, that's fair.
Have we talked about something this morning that you want to talk about? Give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK.
Air.
Oh.
Smith.
Okay.
Air.
Oh.
Smith.
We will check in with the Rockaholics after AC/DC.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but we are checking in with the Rockaholics right now, brought to you by Muckleshoot Bingo. So call us up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from this morning's show, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, we were talking about once-in-a-lifetime opportunities we've had, and Craig on I-5, you've got one.
Yes, Steve, this is Jeff. Right for you, Playboy Bunny Rose.
Oh, legend.
Younger. A legend. Ric Flair. So, I was stationed in North Carolina, went to Raleigh. He was waiting for a flight, and I just walked up silently and said, "Hey, buddy." And he goes, "Want to go get a beer?" And he allowed me to talk to him for 30 minutes.
See, I've heard stories. He's a Portland wrestling legend, and also he was on the WWF back in the day. He was a bigger guy, but he wore a T-shirt that said, "I worked hard for this body," and he was a little plump, but he was known for being...
He was the working man's champ!
And he was known for being a partier. Like, anyone who's like been Portland has stories upon stories about this guy just going on some crazy, like, crazy nightcaps where, like, stuff that you can't even speak of.
Exactly. And, I mean, for somebody to sit there, and I asked him, I said, okay, who are the up-and-comers? And he dropped off the Steiners, Lex Luger, all these guys. And I was just
very
like,
cool.
Now, you remember, I'm 22 at the time, so it was pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome, my man. That's very cool. Plus, he had a cool robe.
What color was the robe?
Red. Mm, he's like a Playboy baby.
It's very royal.
Yeah.
When I think of Playboy, my mind immediately just goes to Nudie magazine. That's what I think.
Well, he was a Playboy.
Was he really?
I don't know.
He was in Playgirl?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. And then you showed me a picture and I was like, God, I don't know if I want to see that.
Oh my God.
So have you seen a picture of him?
No.
Oh my goodness. You should do a Google search for Playboy. Buddy Rose. Especially towards his later years where he just kind of like fully let himself go. This guy.
Wow.
He liked the party.
I like his haircut.
And the color of his hair.
The bleach blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
The body positivity was on another level. Like, the fact that he would I feel weird taking my shirt off in any situation. And this guy's just like, yeah, everyone's going to let you see all of it, baby.
Let it all hang out.
Somebody did text in at 206-803-ROCK wondering how Sarah's vacation was because she was the one who left town.
Woo!
So I'm going to pose a question, a challenge to Sarah.
Oh, Lord.
You need to tell us how your vacation was that in a way that did not involve any alcohol. What did you do that didn't involve drinking? Because you went to Mexico, right?
Yes, I went to Cancun, all-inclusive resort.
And based on all of your stories, everything was you just wasted and twerking.
Well, I mean,
did you do anything sober?
Big Booty Megan was turning 30, so yeah. Of course we had, you know, to celebrate. What did I do sober? I was drunk when I got really sunburned, I guess. And
What about parasailing? Were you?
Oh, yes.
You were sober on the parasail?
I was sober
during
parasailing.
What was that like?
It was so cool, but it was like, it was very kind of sketchy. Like, so we went parasailing, and to get to the parasail, a guy took both George and I on a jet ski. So there was three of us on a jet ski, and
okay.
We were all very tight together because, you know, George is a big guy. The other guy was kind of big. So, and
you're like in a sandwich of the two dudes?
I sure was.
Oh, my.
And of course, I had to like wrap my arms around this guy, and George is wrapping him around my. I was like, what is going on? But this guy, no F's giving, was going so fast on that jet ski. I was like, I felt like we were on some mission. Like, we were about to go jump on a boat and kill some people. Like, I was like, are we in some movie right now? Like, he didn't ask if we wanted to go fast or anything. George was like a little panicked and kept being like, okay, calm down a little, calm down. I was just like, yeah, let's go. So then he dropped us off at the boat.
What about the other random guy? How was he doing?
I mean, well, he was the driver.
Oh, he was the driver. Was okay. I thought there was like three people in addition to...
No, it was just three of us. He was the driver, so he didn't care what we wanted. So then he dropped us off at the boat, and then we went parasailing. And this parasail is literally just... It's like a park bench that's just kind of leaned back a little. And that was it.
There's no seatbelt. There was no harness.
No seatbelt, no harness. And then just...
Did you sign a waiver?
Just let us go. Well, that's what I asked. I was like, did we sign our life away? Because we literally could just either fall out of this or jump. And we were probably at least 100 feet up. And I was like, that would hurt if we hit
think you'd survive.
The water. And George is like, yes, that would hurt a lot. And I was like, all right, well, here we are.
Did you have to pay cash? So there's no, like, any kind of record of you guys going to this?
Oh, yeah, we had to pay cash.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Wild child.
But I love that type of thing. You know, if I was to die on vacation, that's how I'd want to go.
So did you guys get to fly together?
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Oh, yeah. It was so romantic. Besides, you know, being able to fall out a little bit.
And being massively hungover from all the tequila that you were drinking while there.
I don't even really like tequila, but the birthday girl did, and you're in Mexico, so what else do you drink?
And it was all-inclusive, so all the alcohol was free.
All-inclusive.
Go big.
Shots after shots after shots. I, like, still taste it in my mouth.
Well, I don't know that Migs or I had any sand or tequila on our days off, but you and I both did get to do something pretty cool that we don't usually get to do while we were off work.
We got the parasail together. It was crazy.
And this is, it's not, we did get to sleep in a little bit, but it's not even that. It's
no,
not sleep.
No, sleep is always the thing that you usually get when you're on vacation.
What did Steve and I get to do? We're going to tell you at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Both Steve Migs and myself got to do something while we were off for a couple of days that we don't normally get to do because of the hours that we keep.
Yes.
We got to get our kids ready and take them to school.
It was pretty awesome. I was like, oh man, this is awesome. I'm glad I got to do this.
Especially because ours just started new chapters in school. Yours is in preschool, mine's in kindergarten.
Yep.
And so what was the morning routine like for you?
The fun part was picking her up, watching, because the teacher's like, hold on one second, Tatum needs to say goodbye to everybody. Like, I didn't say it like that. I'm like, okay, let's go. But the teacher's very, like, you know, charmed by Tatum. But Tatum made it a point to say goodbye to every kid that's in her class. Aww. And then we're walking out. She's like, I made two new friends. And I was like, that's awesome. And she goes, I made a boyfriend. Oh, I was like, excuse me? And I realized, oh, yeah, she's four. That doesn't really matter. So I'm ready to fight a four-year-old.
Yeah, you got to be prepared.
The highlight, though, is as we're leaving, one of the little kids goes, look, Mommy, that's my new friend I made, one of the little girls, pointing at Tatum. And that mom, like, yeah, my daughter has all these new friends. She doesn't know any of their names. She's like, mine either. And finally, she pointed out one of the kids that's her friend because she's like, she says she has all these friends but doesn't know any of their names. I'm like, yeah, I guess that's just the thing.
That's the same with Barrett. He knows two kids' names and they sit at the same desk as him. So he's really branching out and talking to the other kids.
But she did know that she made hot dogs out of Play-Doh. And I was like, I'm glad at least she remembered that.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually very grateful that we had the days off because we found out on Thursday last week that the gal that was coming over in the mornings and helping Barrett out, our nanny, was leaving to start a new job that started this past Monday.
And we tried to call her new employee to give bad recommendation, but apparently they weren't answering their calls.
They did not.
Yeah.
But the great news is, yesterday we were able to secure a new nanny. And it's a girl that I've known her entire life. She's 18 years old. I've known her since she was born, literally. So very, very grateful that it worked out.
How lucky are you for that?
Well, I went out
almost
to...
Almost as lucky as going to see Green Day do a secret show while you're in California.
Yeah. It's one of my friend's nieces, and it just the timing worked out great. So sometimes the universe provides, you know?
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Spoken like a true hippie.
Can I tell you one other thing that happened, though, during the school week this week? Brad and I, because we don't normally get to do the morning routine, forgot that yesterday was late start day. So we went to the bus at the regular time, only to find that we were the only car there because the bus doesn't come for an hour and 20 minutes later.
So what did you end up doing?
We went home and just played and hung out, made some more breakfast, just chilled. But yeah, we were like so mad that we could have had an hour and 20 minutes of more sleep. It happens.
My favorite thing, though, we don't get to go to... I don't get to go to gymnastics because she does gymnastics when we're here at work. So I got to go yesterday, which was awesome. And she was so proud to show me, like, what she was doing. And I, like, it was cool to see how much progress because I haven't seen her in gymnastics in forever. But at one point, she's on the balance beam. Now, mind you, the balance beam isn't very high off the ground. So it wasn't this as scary as it's going to sound. But she's looking at me, like, so proud that she's walking. And I'm like, you're doing great. I gave her two thumbs up. And she gave me two thumbs up and fell off the beam. And I was like, oh, man. I distracted her. Bad job, Dad. Bad job.
Oh, that's so great.
She was fine.
Well, glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Now, one of the strangest ways for the Mariners to lose happened last night. And how did this go down? We're going to tell you during the Daily Migs download after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. The Mariners lost a tough one yesterday. Went to extra innings. They lost 2-1 to the New York Yankees. And there was a strange moment at the end of the game. We had runners on first and third. We're feeling like, oh, maybe they'll be able to turn it around and win this game still in the 10th, in the bottom of the 10th. But nope. Thanks to a base running mistake by Julio Rodriguez after dodging, I've never seen this before, dodging a flying bat. And that basically ended, I mean, they had another at bat and they struck out. But this was just weird. And here's the announcers talking about how this double play that I've never heard happen before happened.
Runners lead, 2-2. Swing and a miss. And the ball is thrown to third and they get J-Rod. Oh, what a happenstance. A Rosarena strikes out. Let's go to the bat. Rodriguez trying to get out of the way. Straight too far off of third. And then the quick throw to Chisholm for the double play.
He got caught sleeping. And he forgot that he had to get back to the bag. Nice job by Wells. Nice job by Jazz.
Wow, you can't make that up.
Thank you, Mariners, for creating impossible moments.
This is not our year.
It doesn't feel that way. They're back at it again at 1 o'clock. But if they win, of course, I'll be back on the bandwagon because that's just how I am.
Kama Beach State Park on Kamano Island has these beautiful 33 historic cabins that date back to 1934. But they are facing closure due to some structural issues. And this includes an aging seawall and a failing septic system. This originally was built as a private fishing resort way back when. But then the park became a very popular destination for weddings and family vacations. It's only like 25 minutes from my house. I love it out there. They reopened back in 2008, but now it is...
So you've been there?
Yes! It's magical. And now it's looking like it might not be magical for much longer.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, super sucks.
So you got Thursday Night Football. You have the New York Jets hosting the New England Patriots. You can watch that on Amazon. As far as weather, 67 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.